Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins, because that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, for those of you that are just joining the show that have never heard this show before, we're going to do something called Tell Del Tuesday. What's Tell Del Tuesday? All right, Tell Del Tuesday is an opportunity for me, and I'm Al, I'm not Del. I'm sitting in for Del, by the way. It's an opportunity for me to bring one of our members onto the show. And the reason we do this is we do it to showcase success. We are all about success at Lifestyles Unlimited. So we do the Tell Del Tuesday show specifically to showcase somebody who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member and what they've been doing to change their life. Now, you're in for a treat today, because not only do I have a Lifestyles Unlimited member on the show, I have somebody who serves on our mentoring team. And not just any mentor. I have what we call the passive mentor on today's show. We found somebody who is invested in well over 100 different deals. Now, she's done all the other forms of investing that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, but she found her niche as a passive investor. Madeline, I really have to say welcome back to the show, because you've been on before, have you not?
I have been on. I think I've been on two or three times. Yes, but every time, it's a great time.
So give me the backstory. How did this passive mentor position come about? I mean, were you and Del just talking one day and had an epiphany, or did the membership of Lifestyles Unlimited demand it?
Well, we joined in 2015 and passively invested in over 125 deals. We also had an IRO deal, 123 units that we did and we owned for 2.5 years. After I sold the 123 units, I retired from my job. I was in medical sales for 35 years, pharmaceutical and medical devices. And I retired that summer. And I was retired for about a year and a half, and I couldn't take it anymore. There was no way I could make another spreadsheet about what I do, investing. I had all the spreadsheets I needed. So I really kind of tapped him a couple of times and said, you know, if ever this position comes up, I would really like it. And he decided at one point to hire a passive mentor, and he asked me if I would be happy to do it. And I said, starting today, I'll be happy to do it. I love to give back, as Lifestyles has given so much to both Frank and I, my husband, and to our four children that are all involved in Lifestyles.
Well, I have to tell you in front of millions of people that what you're doing as a passive investor is working very well. I mean, I think very well is an understatement. And here's why I know this. I talk to a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members, and most of the members that I know are passive investors. That's what they do. I mean, that's the type of investing that I did when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And even though I'm transitioning into a different type of investing, I still plan to do passive investing. And you know what I know about you from every other passive investor? They all know your name. They've all had a conversation with you, and you have made a difference in their life. So on behalf of Lifestyles Unlimited, I want to thank you in front of millions of people for the service that you do to our community, because I know there's not enough money that could compensate you for the yeoman's work that you do.
Well, thank you. That is so nice to hear. I really take my job very seriously, and I really enjoy every minute of it. Even when Frank and I go on vacation, I take passive calls because I know that they have an immediate need and an urgency for an answer. And so I want to be there to help everyone. I want to give back to the community of Lifestyles.
And you do. You do in spades. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It is an amazing result that you've achieved. I mean, at the end of the day, when I'm talking to a Lifestyles Unlimited member And I just flat out ask them the question. I say, if they're having a problem with something and they're asking me a question that's mentor related, I always say, have you talked to Madeline? And they always say, well, I haven't done that yet. And I say, well, you should address that question to Madeline, because Madeline is uniquely positioned to answer that question. So based on your experience, based on everything you know about real estate investing, is real estate investing really difficult to do?
You know, I kind of correlate it to a sprint. As a passive investor, and I'm going to speak as a passive investor, not a lead, or someone as an independent owner who owns their own properties, but as a passive, it is a sprint. So you're going to get a deal, and you're going to evaluate the underwriting of the deal. You're going to look at the lead's resume and their business plan, and you're going to evaluate each deal, the location of it, the market of it. And once you decide that, yes, this is an investment that is right for you and you invest, there's really not a lot to do after that. You get monthly reports, and you open the monthly reports and you read them, and the lead does the work on the particular property. And so it's really not almost no work after you've invested. It's the sprint at the beginning.
How many units have you invested in over the years? I mean, do you even track that?
The units, I've invested over 14,000 units in 7 different states in 125 different deals with about 35 different leads.
Yeah, I'm starting to understand why I would pick up the phone and call you when I have a passive investor question, because I think if there's anything that could potentially go right, go wrong, go indifferent, you've experienced it. I mean, is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. I've seen throughout the whole cycle now. We started off in 2015 in a very good cycle, and the cycle has dipped a little bit, and now it's on the way back up. This is the best time to invest in real estate is right now. I don't know if we're near the bottom, but we're close to the bottom, and there's only up to go. And so I encourage everyone, right now is the best time to invest in real estate, especially multifamily.
So, Madeline, when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, did your scam alert go off in your brain?
It sure did. We were at the 2-day, and my husband had asked me to go to this real estate 2-day event, and he said he would not go if I didn't go. And so I had been to some other events where stocks, annuities, those sort of things, so I was really not looking forward to it. And they give you a book in order to take notes when you're at the 2-day. When I look back at my book, I have no notes first because I was concerned that this was a scam. By the time we got to lunchtime, they had piqued my interest. By the end of the day, if anybody knows, they talk about kind of where you are in life as far as your return on your assets. And by the time we got to the end of the first day, talking about single family, I was all in. When we finished the second day, which predominantly talks about multifamily, we had already signed up. We were going to do it. And 6 months later, we bought our first multifamily. 3 months later, we invested as a passive. And we continue to invest every year in anywhere between 20 and 30 deals passively.
Why did you guys decide to buy that 123-unit IRO? By the way, for the audience, IRO stands for Independent Rental Operator. In other words, they own the asset by themselves. They're not syndicating the deal to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. Go ahead, Madeline.
Because I think that Frank and I both thought that we had a skill set necessary to handle a multifamily project like that. We had the finances in place. We're older, and so we had already saved for our retirement. And so we had money that was working in annuities and some stock portfolios that we thought would be better utilized in a multifamily property. And so we thought that Frank had owned a business before for 40 plus years. I had opened several businesses in the medical device field. And so we thought that we had the skill set necessary to do it. And the market was prime for that also. So after we returned our original investment, we had 143% return in a little over 2.5 years. And if you factor in the distributions that we got, the cash on cash that we got every quarter from the investment, it was a 152% return on our money.
Say that number again, 152%?
152%. The stock market never would have done that in 2.5 years.
That's pretty amazing that the little hamster in my head on the wheel is trying to do the math, and I'm not coming up with the number, but I'm thinking that somewhere like around a 70% per year return on investment. Am I in the ballpark?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You can see why I retired, right?
Yeah, I'm totally seeing it. So, but you were invested in the stock market, were you not?
Absolutely. We had ridden that roller coaster for so many years. And you would get the high of the stock market going up, and I call it irrational exuberance. So you would have irrational exuberance that it's going to continue to go up, and then the bottom would fall out, and it would drop 30%. And then you would have to ride it back up, and you said, if it ever got to that point again, I'm selling. But you never sold because you had irrational exuberance again. And so it was just a cycle over cycle. Thank goodness, over time, with consistent savings, we did make some money. Nothing compared to owning multifamily, both as a passive and as an IRO. We tripled our net worth in 7 years being members of Lifestyles. What we had done over 40 years, we were able to do three times that in 7 years.
I'm blown away. I'm sitting here. I'm reflecting on my life because I did something a little bit different. I spent my time in the Army. I was invested in a pension, and I spent 27 years in the United States Army. They beat the snot out of me. I do have that pension, so I do have that passive income, but I couldn't live off of it. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And it took becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and investing very similar to what you have done. I haven't bought the IRO, but I've done the passive investing. Mm-hmm. And the passive investing resulted in me getting to a point where I could step away from a job that I had to take that I didn't want, that I didn't enjoy. And it took me 2 years to get it done. Now, I was desperate. I'm going to be very clear to the audience. I got it done in 2 years because I had tasted retirement and I lost it. It slipped through my fingers. And it took Lifestyles Unlimited to show me the roadmap, and I was able to regain retirement in a 2 year period. Now, that's not typical of everybody, but there's a lot of people that you've mentored that have that same result. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Every single day we talk about real estate retired. I mean, that's why I work for Lifestyle, because it has done so much for me as far as changing the path of our retirement. You know, even if you have, whether you are trying to increase your net worth to retire, or you have enough money for retirement and just want to be able to have more money in order to help, in our case, our children realize their goals and dreams, it provided us with something that nothing had done over the course of 40 years.
Yeah, real estate is amazing. I'm kind of blown away why we don't hear about the opportunities that real estate can do for us when we're younger and we're being fed all that 401k nonsense. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. The time to start is when you're young. In fact, my son, Miles, just got his first job as an asset manager, and they gave him the paperwork to sign in HR. And they said, you're not going to sign up for the 401k. And he said, no, I don't do 401k. I invest in real estate. And they were blown away. They go, you know, we do match, right? And he said, it doesn't matter. I'm going to invest mine. Why would I tie my money up until I'm 65 or 67 or 70, whatever the number will be when he retires, because he's only 24. And so why would he tie up his money?
Exactly. I mean, we come from the generation where the pension died and the 401k became the holy grail of retirement. And you know, employers were like, hey, we've got a new way to save a whole bunch of money. We have no longer have responsibility for our employees' retirement. We put the burden off of us and onto them. And I will tell you, that is one of the smartest things that corporate America did, because it saved them a ton of money, which is reflected in their bottom line. I'll tell you what, Madeline, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back from the break, I want to get into the mentoring stuff. Stick around.
Teaching you with with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, Del is out doing some wonderful things on behalf of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and he asked me to sit in. My name is Al Gordon. I'm a proud member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I have somebody who serves on our mentoring team. Madeline,
yes?
if I were a mentee, what advice would you have for me?
So we would talk about your level of education. We would talk about how much of the education and what it looks like to you. We would talk about your bucket of money that you are going to invest and how to diversify that. We would talk about what your goals are. We would talk about kind of what your benchmarks of what are you looking for in a deal, and we would narrow that. And it's a lot of back and forth talking. And when I mentor passives, it's multiple times. So when you first finish your education, there are questions that you will have for me. And then 3 months down the road, 1 month down the road, there will be additional questions. And then another month down the road, there will be additional. Because as we build on our education, there are different types of questions that will be answered. I'm still learning. We're all still learning in real estate. And so as we evolve, and everybody starts at a different time in lifestyles, evolves at a different rate, and has different questions. And that's why it makes my job so interesting, because every day is a new day talking to passives.
What is this passive investor certification that Del Wamsley created?
So it's a set of courses that the passives take, and it talks about the multifamily. It talks about operations. It talks about analysis of deals. It talks about how to identify quality investments and quality markets with quality leads. We call them leads. They are people that buy the deal, and they are running the deal, and we have passives that invest in that particular deal. And so the passive certification is very in-depth, and it has a second tier to it called the multifamily core that takes it even a little bit deeper. And then we have probably another 200 electives that you can take at different paths in your journey. Because when you're taking your passive certification, which is brand new, you're learning a whole new language. Once you're into it and you're already an investor, now you're getting reports from your deals, monthly reports, monthly financial reports, and you have to understand how to read that. And we have courses on that. So every stage is a different level of education.
You know, this is starting to sound like it's an MBA program. What would you say to those people out there that are thinking, you know, I can't go back to school. I can't dedicate the time. I can't dedicate the mind space. What are your thoughts?
You know, what I have found in talking to people, they may start off that way when they sit through it, and then they get hungry. They get hungry for the education. They get hungry to know more. You can take your education to whatever level that you want. I have people that have taken their passive certification in 5 days. I have had some that take the education in 5 weeks. I have people who have listened to every single course, and it's on a spreadsheet, and they've checked it off. And I have people that feel that they have enough knowledge after taking the passive certification, speaking to me, speaking to some other people, and going to the road trips. And we have road trips where we go to properties and you actually get to see properties. And to them, that is enough. So everyone identifies their own path. We have a set path in lifestyles, but then you can take it to the next level.
How about the people that just don't think real estate could work? I mean, they've heard about toilets, tenants, taxes. They've had the uncle that had the bad experience. What could Lifestyles Unlimited do for somebody that just knows that real estate just doesn't work?
I say come to one of our case studies. Come to the two-day. Once you come to the two-day, it is going to open your eyes to a whole new world. I can't tell you the number of people who come to me and say, listen, I have bought single-family homes before. I owned 5 single-family homes. It was not till I came to that two-day that I realized I did it all wrong. And once you can set the path and do it right, it makes such a difference. Remember, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of members that have passively invested, that have bought single family, that have bought multifamily deals, that are leads, that have purchased it and have taken investors along with them. All of these people are in the same room. All of these people come to the case studies and the road trips, and you'll be surprised. They actually become your friends because you love to talk about the same things, real estate. And you will find that it is such a fantastic community in that everyone is willing to share their knowledge and their information openly to everyone.
What about the people that don't like to network? What kind of advice could you give to somebody that just doesn't like to talk to somebody else?
What I say to them is just stand there. You'll walk up to a crowd of 5 people, and I see this happen. We have a big expo coming up in October where there is 5,000 plus people that are going, all real estate investors, all lifestyles, or mostly lifestyles members. And I say to people, if you go to an expo or you go to a case study or a two-day, just stand around with 5 people. You don't have to say anything. The conversation will naturally take a progression. You'll learn so much from just being a fly on the wall. And then you'll see what other people ask and questions that they ask. And then you can mimic those questions in another group.
Yeah, I think I'm one of the recipients of your advice on that. I think I recall having a conversation with you because I was one of those guys that, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable walking up to somebody. And you know what you told me? I mean, I remember it correctly. Al, you're a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Army. Are you telling me you don't have the courage to go talk to somebody else? And I was like blown away by that. I mean, it was exactly the information that I needed to hear at the right time. And you know what I do? I go out and network. I walk up to those crowds of 5 people and I just stand there, you know, kind of like the odd man out. And eventually what happens is the conversation does turn. It eventually included me. And then all of a sudden I'm a part of a conversation and I'm meeting new people. I'm sharing information. I'm getting to know other people's stories. And to me, that's super exciting. I'd love to meet the other members of Lifestyles Unlimited. How about you?
Me too. Me too. I think everybody has a different journey. Everybody has a different story. I mean, when we first joined, we made sure that since we had an IRO deal, an independent owner deal, and we were passively investing, we flew to other cities. Now, the leads come to you, basically, but in the days that I joined in 2015, we would go to Atlanta, we would go to Dallas, we would go to San Antonio to meet the leads. I love to hear their stories. I love to hear their journey. I love to look them in the face and have conversations with them. Other passives are a wealth of information because we have people that have invested in 30, 40 deals, 20 deals, 10 deals, and they all have stories and conversations about their deals openly. And so there will be no lack of communication, no lack of networking, no lack of community. That's the one word I can use with this particular group is community.
I'm going to switch gears on you because I really want to get into the conversation about your family, because I know that family is number one in your book. It's number one in my book. And the other thing that I love about your family, not only the fact that everybody in your family is really cool and I just kind of like them a lot, but it's the fact that they're all investors. Everybody in your family, all the children, all the parents are real estate investors. I mean, talk to me about the culture of your family as real estate investors.
So we have 4 children, 44, 42, and then a son, 25 now, Miles, and Cole, who's 24, 1 year apart. The older girls are Deanna and Amy. All of them are invested in real estate. 3 of them, Deanna, Amy, and Cole, own single family. And the girls own several single families. They're all passive investors. Each one of them is invested in probably on average about 8 to 10 deals nationwide. And we constantly talk about real estate. In fact, just the other night, there was a deal that came out, and so we were mirroring our underwriting tool on the TV in the living room, and we were going through their business plan and their underwriting tool, discussing pros and cons of the deal. And so it really, in fact, someone came over to our house the other day, and they said to my sons, because they repeated this to me, they said, y'all talk about real estate and business as a family. Any house I go to, they don't really do that. And I said, no, we actually enjoy it. It's a topic of conversation. It's a bonding experience with us. And so, yes, we were all involved, mother, father, and all the children.
How hard was it to get everybody on board? I mean, were your children resistant at the beginning, or did they just gleefully jump on the party train?
Well, so my daughters were older, and they're both pharmaceutical reps, and so they had money saved. And so it was easy for them to go out and buy single family and to one invested in or two invested in an 8-unit multifamily property as independent owners and then passively invested. So they had pots of money. Our sons, we took them to the 2-day when they were in high school. And the 2-day is a little long for someone, you know, it's 2 8-hour days. So what I did was, let's say in January, I brought them to day one. And then in April, I brought them to day two so I could ease them into it. And then by the time they had finished college, they had been to 3 2-days, which gives them the vocabulary necessary. In fact, my son majored in real estate finance, Miles. And when the teacher was teaching in his real estate finance course, they would talk about cap rates or return on investment. And every time the teacher would ask a question, Miles was the one to raise his hand. And the other students looked at him and were like, did you read ahead? What are you doing? How do you know these answers? And he goes, no, I belong to Lifestyles Unlimited. We cover this in Lifestyles Unlimited. In fact, we go more in depth than what these classes are. I'll tell you a funny story. When they had, I guess you would call it career day, where they meet their counselor about what they're going to do. They're about to graduate. And Miles went to the counselor and said he wanted to syndicate a deal. He wanted to be a lead. He wanted to run a small deal and have investors. The professor said that is an unrealistic goal. He should do something else because that will never happen. When in fact it did happen, he graduated. 2 months after that, he bought his first deal and he delivered a 55% average annual return to his investors on that particular deal.
Yeah, I remember him going through that process, and I remember he bought the property. He turned it around a lot faster than he thought he was going to do. And then he wound up making everybody 55% return on their money in 1 year. One year.
I mean,
where else can you turn to get a 55% return on investment? And we're not inflating these numbers. These are real returns, are they not?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I wanted him to go back and revisit that professor and show him the returns. But I guess he's closed that book because I think they squashed their dreams. Anyone can do it. You know, getting your children involved earlier in the program is better. As a member of Lifestyles and you have children 18 and under, they can come to all the classes. They can take the classes. They can come on the road trips. They can come to the 2 days as many times as you want. That is an invaluable education that teaches them a new vocabulary. It teaches them a new career. It gives them the opportunity. So they, if they wanted to be a civil engineer, they can be a civil engineer and invest in real estate on the side.
True. Very true. I mean, they can live the lifestyle they want. And then if they get, you know, fired because the company has financial problems or whatever's going on in the company, they're going to be just fine. They're going to have the ability to sustain their household, whereas their peers are going to be struggling. Hey, Madeline, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us, to share the knowledge of passive investing with the audience. If you want to do what Madeline's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.